You're listening to a curated podcast from the Beyond Infinity radio program, broadcast live on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. from our Mornington studios in Victoria, Australia. Listen live on 98.7 or 98.3 FM or stream live from rppfm.com.au. Presented by me, Piers Cunningham.
And me, John Young.
Until, what was it, about 10 years ago, the Concorde used to fly across the Atlantic, and it was a French-British joint venture, a beautiful plane, and a great fast way, twice the speed of sound that you could get across the...
It was Paris to New York in...
3 hours, I think.
Yeah.
So instead of six, so half the time that it would normally take, less than half the time, but a very expensive way to travel. And it was a little bit vulnerable to having mechanical problems and issues. The dream of hypersonic flight is being revived big time. It's being done by both Chinese aerospace companies and American. In the case of the American, Lockheed Martin is making progress to develop a turbine rocket combined cycle, a TRCC engine, that switches between turbofan, ramjet and scramjets for subsonic, supersonic and hypersonic flight, sort of a hybrid engine. They're also saying that these could have military applications, so we're not just talking about flying passengers around.
Yep.
They could be hypersonic fighter jets or hypersonic bomber planes that can fire hypersonic missiles.
Wow.
That will actually cause a lot of missile systems to be obsolete if they can fire hypersonic ones from hypersonic jets. You might remember the Blackbird, which was a very fast stealth bomber that the Americans had.
Is it a very triangular one, the very flat one?
It was a really radical looking plane. And that was called the SR-71. So the new plane to take over from that will be the SR-72. You know, this is still only in development. They're sort of working on the engine at this stage. So it's going to be a while before the Americans or the Chinese have these things up in action in functioning planes. Mm-hmm. Chinese, though, are working on their own system, which involves that same turbine rocket combined cycle TRCC engine. And in fact, I think the University of Queensland in Australia has been involved with developing ramjet engines.
Right.
So there's a bit of a local spin on this as well. The Chinese have two separate projects. One is a big research effort into developing a plane called the Teng Yun. It'll have a second reusable stage, a 10 to 15 ton rocket powered space plane capable of carrying either 2 tons of cargo or 5 passengers. They also have rocket assisted scramjet plane in the pipeline. It's a single stage to orbit vehicle. It could depart from and re-enter orbit on multiple occasions during the same flight, traveling at greater speed compared to a near space only hypersonic aircraft. In September 2016, China also announced plans for a vertical takeoff rocket powered space plane known as the Scaled Suborbital Vehicle. This Mark 8 20 passenger 100 ton rocket plane can reach an altitude of 81 miles and carry a second stage rocket with a 2 ton payload. They're taking it both pretty seriously. The days of the Concorde may not be completely over. They may have military applications to start with, but then we could wind up seeing passengers on board these planes as well. Thanks for listening.
And head to beyondinfinity.com.au for the best bits from the live show or to connect with us on social media. We welcome your feedback and suggestion for future shows.